A group comprised of state, federal, and Cook Inlet pipeline staff have formed a unified command under the supervision of Coast Guard Commander Joe Lusciutto to develop a plan for the Drift River crude oil facility located at the base of Mount Redoubt. Lusciutto is the federal on-scene coordinator for the Redoubt response. He says the unified command is looking at options for safely removing some oil from the two tanks at Drift River that currently have more than 6 million gallons of crude in them.
Removing some part of the oil is the number one proposal that's being looked at right now.
Lusciutto says the decision must take into consideration whether removing the oil will impact stability for the tanks. Lusciutto had just returned from a site visit to Drift River this afternoon. He says they were on the ground for about an hour and then had to leave because of another Redoubt eruption. He says there is no apparent oil pollution and pressure is being maintained in the lines, which he says indicates there is probably no leaking from the system.
We're in a good, safe position. Let's stay there while we really get the answers to all the questions we have, and then we can effectively move forward with a solution that's safe for all the people and, just as important, safe for the environment and safe for Cook Inlet.
Asking for immediate action to protect Cook Inlet from a possible spill from the Drift River facility, the law firm Trustees for Alaska wrote to Governor Sarah Palin on Friday, urging her to take action and insisting that the tanks be drawn down. The letter was written on behalf of Cook Inlet Keeper. Bob Shavelson is the director of Cook Inlet Keeper. He says beyond the call for immediate action, they want the facility moved because it remains in harm's way.
And we really think we need to think carefully after this seismic event, whether we want to continue to have a tank farm at the base of an active volcano.
Shavelson says the response to formulating a plan for the Drift River facility has been slow. He likened it to the initial response to the Exxon Valdez oil spill disaster.
It took almost a week after the eruption for the responsible agencies to set up what's called a unified command structure needed to address a spill, and there's not enough spill response equipment in Cook Inlet to clean up 6 million gallons. So it's deja vu all over again, and we're just keeping our fingers crossed.
Commander Lusciutto says there are only 4 or 5 vessels in the area that can get into the Drift River terminal. He says one has been identified as a possibility for offloading the Drift River tanks.